Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
All the pain I keep behind with a smile, so I don't show it. First 100K that I touch, I probably blow it. I ain't never had much, so fuck, I can't control it. I can't tell you about something I don't have, so I don't know yet. You ever dream about something and chase it, but can't obtain it? Try to put that shit into words, but can't explain it. Go in beast mode with the grind, they try to tame it. In the trap, running in circles, came out amazing. I'm blazing, but ain't the hottest. I'm humble, just being modest, but I see the light, my future.
Big and lazy.
Big and Lazy podcast.
Yes, sir. We back.
I'm Big, and I'm with my homie
Lazy, the fool, and we got a banger, man. Check it out. When y'all talk about Louisville music, man, and people working hard at it, fuck image, just working hard music content. You gotta mention my nigga Boss Marino.
You gotta mention your boy, man.
Give him a round of applause, man.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
Hey, man, I appreciate y'all having me, man.
Introduce yourself, man. Yeah. Kick your shit for a second, man.
And shout out to the Big and Lazy podcast, man, for having me and shit, man. I appreciate y'all, man. I mean, my name is Boss Marino, man. Shit, I was born in Lakeland, Florida, you feel me? Raised in Louisville, Kentucky, man. I've been doing this music shit for at least a decade, man. You know what I'm saying? Do my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? If you from Louisville, you know me. At the end of the day, I ain't gonna lie. You know me. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I earned that shit. You feel me?
Definitely.
So you say you was born in what part of Florida?
Lakeland, Florida.
Where is that? How far is that from Miami? Like, it was like a contact clue.
At least about 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You feel me? How long you been in the city?
Shit, I've been up this motherfucker since I was probably like fourth grade, fifth grade.
Okay.
You feel me? I used to go down back and forth to Florida every summer till my dad got locked up when I was 13.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't get out till I was 24, you feel me? So I've been up here ever since then, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
How was your relationship after he did his time? It seemed like it was a lot of time in between.
I mean, shit, for real, and shout out to my dad. It's no disrespect to him. I love him to death, you feel me? I'm past all the bullshit. Our relationship ain't used to be like that, because I used to be scared of the nigga, you know what I'm saying? He was abusive, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, you feel me? And I'm the youngest. You feel me? Before he had my little brother and my little sister, I was the youngest out of five kids. So I used to see how he'll do my brothers and shit. Now I'd be scared. Right. I, you know what I'm saying?
The youngest, definitely.
Yeah, you feel me? So, but I love my daddy to death, man. You feel me? Man, it's my dog. You know what I'm saying? But
Everybody got a story.
He my pops, but he wasn't a father. I got to keep it true. I told him that to his face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it is what it is. Still love him to death, though. But he was my pops, but not a father. I had to raise myself. I had my mama, but a female can't raise you to be no man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're a female. You know what I'm saying? So I had to look up to my big brothers and feel my big cousins and shit like that. You feel me?
Man, shout out to growth, man. We all got a story, man. But how much of that would you say affected your music? You know what I mean? The way you go about it. Because, you know, a lot of rappers, they like to put the pain into the rap. You know what I'm saying? But from my analogy of your music, man, it's like you got the heavy bar content, but it seemed like you have a lot of fun with it, too. So that's why I asked that question.
Okay, most definitely. You got it right on the nail. You feel me? I done been through a lot of shit, so I tend to be happy. You feel me? Because you never know. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what nobody in this room going through. So who am I to put my problems on y'all? You feel me? So I tend to be happy. I try to bring a lot of good energy in everything I do. And I love music so much. Like, I used to sit behind Yeah, I'm black. I got a black mama, you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your mama used to force you to go to church. Y'all know how that go. Mm-hmm. You know, Wednesday Bible study, all that shit. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
You with her.
Make a nigga hate
so,
church.
Yeah, man, the motherfucker like, damn, that shit. That won't go home. But anyways, though, I used to sit behind the drummer, 19 years old. So I taught myself how to play the drums. I had to come over here and show y'all how to do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I taught myself how to play the drums and shit. You know what I'm saying? So... that's how I first fell in love with music. The first song I ever wrote, to be honest with y'all, was a church song.
Mm.
And my sister sung it at church, you feel me? And then, you know, you get older, you know what I'm saying? You go through shit, go through life and shit, and then transform to the streets. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Anybody that really been in these streets, they'll tell you. Nobody plans to be in the streets, bro.
Right.
It always starts off as you trying to make a better way for yourself and your family.
Facts.
And then it just transitions to other shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, bro.
Let me ask you this. You said you know how to play drums. Like, did you play any, is it any live drums in any of your music? Did you ever?
No, I'm about to incorporate that, though.
Yeah.
That's I'm about idea. To incorporate that. You know what I'm saying?
Did I give you that idea or was it already in the mix?
Nah, it was already in the mix, but to be true with you, I had went through some shit. Man, fuck it. I'm going to put it all the way out, man. I got a song coming out, man, y'all, January 6th called Soul Cry. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put it all right. I used to be addicted to Percocets, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So my mind was lost for a little second, you feel me? I had to get my mind right, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I never thought that deep on shit, even though I was still working.
Mm-hmm.
I was lost, you feel me?
Yeah. That's like a real, like, if you, to overcome Percocets, that's like a real bad, like, and if anybody, like them opiates, if you can shake those and bounce back from those, man, you're a strong person.
Oh, yeah, I did it with no rehab. And the only reason why I got addicted, bro, because I got my wisdom teeth pulled out, bro. And the dentist is fucked up,
bro. Yeah,
I
was giving them to you.
Bro,
I
didn't live.
Like, 85% of heroin users, fentanyl users, started out just like that. They got injured, you know what I mean?
Damn, for real?
Yeah, 85%. That's like normal, like, you know, just a regular old back injury. You know, you get subscribed Percocets for 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
And you get cut off. Like, you know, I'm going to start buying them and, you know.
Facts.
And with opiates, the more you take them, the tolerance is built up. So maybe that one Percocet will get you high. Now maybe a perk and a half. Then you up to 2 or 3 perks.
Mm.
And, you know, you just keep climbing and climbing. So I didn't watch every documentary, I'm just fascinated with that shit.
Not to cut you off, but I just want to add, bro, the worst addiction is when you get money and doing that shit.
Because
you don't feel like a junkie.
Right.
I'm getting money.
Right.
Yeah.
I buy what the fuck I want.
Right. Uh-huh.
So in your head, you're telling yourself you're not a junkie. But, bro, if I was broke and I didn't have no hustle, I'd be out here stealing meat from Kroger's like all them other motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gotta be true. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks.
And it took me finding my homie did to realize that shit. Rest in peace. My little brother Ozark, man, you feel me?
How you pass?
He overdosed off them fake bars, bro. And I would have been dead with him, bro, like, if I would have took that fake bar.
Yeah.
He tried to give me one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I used to take bars back in the day, but I've never in my life seen no blue bar with white specks in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the bitch, I'm like, little bro, you ain't supposed to be taking this. I remember the day like it was yesterday.
Yeah. And people don't understand how lucky they are, even with just, like, experimenting with different shit, because you never know where it's what could take you and what you would get addicted to. So I always try to be like humble about, he's a junkie, he's a J, he's a whoop de woo, because a lot of these weed smokers, a lot of these people that's junkies and stuff was weed smokers that just smoked weed that, damn, it's pill get me a little higher than weed now. You know what I'm saying?
Let me blow your brain real quick, though. What people fail to realize, though, because like I said, I be into research and shit and all that shit. You could be a junkie for anything. I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't give a fuck if you ain't never smoked weed or did any type of drug in your life. Quit eating your favorite food.
Yeah.
Watch how much you motherfucking have withdrawals from not eating that food.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah.
Like, you can be a smoking junkie blacks. For anything, bro.
I didn't gain weight. All that shit, bro. I didn't gain weight just because I done stopped smoking tobacco, bro.
And you find yourself eating candy and snacks.
Yeah, eating all day, all night.
You can be addicted to anything, bro.
Facts. And the worst addiction to me besides drugs, you know, sex, love, money. That
pussy is a hell of a drug.
That's where you got your nymphos.
Yeah.
All that. You can be addicted to anything. Yeah, people don't fail to realize, bro. It's just perception. It's everything.
Sex and money right now is like the fucking apocalypse to our people.
You know what I'm saying?
They're selling sex. Sex is free. But being broke, all of that ties in together, bro. People, niggas will do anything for some money, bro.
But it's the thing, though, cuz, like, my bad, I'm sorry. Perception is everything. It's just what is being broke, bro. Yeah. You really don't even need this shit to live, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
It's just perception, bro. Only is why we look down on the junkie is because the perception of them, they look bad.
Right.
Yeah.
In society, in movies, whatever, we look everything. I don't give a fuck what you say. From the shit I wear, from the shit you wear, from the shit you wear, you got that motherfucking mentality from something you seen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So the perception of a junkie is, oh, they look bad. Oh, they woo woo woo.
Right.
Woo 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 woo. Well, you can be addicted to other shit and you still look clean because you take care of yourself and people don't know that you fighting shit on the inside.
Right.
So it's just the perception of shit.
It might be worse. It might be worse.
Like, for the longest, my co-host was off the molly. And like, he was just...
They keep saying that.
You know, I'm just saying, he be, come on, Pluto with me, man. I'm like, nah, man. You tripping. Fuck it. Listen, so, bro. I'm glad he put the molly.
I ain't never...
That cup would be bubbling, man, with all that molly water.
I ain't never popped no molly.
I'm just fucking with you,
but,
man.
But I'm going to tell you something, though. I'm
going
to tell you something. That's why I said I'm humble about what I say and, you know, junkies and stuff like that, because like bruh said, you could be addicted to anything.
Most,
you know what I'm saying?
Can.
Like, I just now start picking up drinking liquor daily. I didn't do that in my 20s. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I can see how this shit take a toll on you. And I used to be like, man, I don't see how a motherfucker could be an alcoholic. But when you find yourself like, shit, is it early enough? Is it late enough in the day, man, to have a drink?
Mm-hmm. Let me add someone to that and say that like this. And you can ask any trap nigga. That motherfucker say junkie, crackhead, whatever this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you if that junkie or crackhead stop calling you, you start calling them. What's up, bro? You been all right, bro? I mean, you good? Because you need that money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's just how the world is, though. You need that money.
Right.
I bet you if this motherfucker that spend $1,000 with you a month, if they stop
calling,
if they stop calling you, if they stop calling you, what you gonna do?
I'm pulling up. You good?
You all right?
Yeah.
Cool. Hey, cuz, I got something for you for the freebie real quick. Take this real quick, cuz. I got something for
facts.
You. Come on, man.
I'm gonna tell you something, though. I probably would have sucked at selling drugs, bro. Because, you know what I'm saying? You see a motherfucker really going downhill.
I ain't never sold no drug in my life.
I'm just saying, like, I would probably suck. Like, man, here you go. Man, you really should stop doing this.
Yeah, like, that real shit, though.
Because once a motherfucker do anything to get it, and then sold, I got this. Man, who you done stole this shit from, man? Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You
done
took this shit from your kids. Like, I got family members that... My cousin, like, you feel me? My aunt, I know she wouldn't even mind me saying this because she's like 22 years clean, but I remember, like, times growing up that my little cousin them was, like, you know, fucked up. Like, Christmases came around, they, you know, fucked up individuals because it's like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Your mama sold your game.
Like, rest in peace, my sis Jennifer, man. Nigga Clyde, man, his sister, man, she overdosed and shit. You feel me? So,
man, RP, everybody overdosed, especially you said, bro, getting money and having an addiction is crazy. Because look at all the fucking rap. I feel like all of our pioneers of entertainment has failed to drugs, bro.
Man, and
a lot of them.
Whitney
Houston.
And that's the thing, though, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, one thing that bothers me since we on that subject, I say, one thing I hate is that people blame the abuser or they blame the dealer.
Right.
You can't blame neither one of them motherfuckers, bro. Nobody has a plane. Most of these, the average American cannot go get shit. Every drug comes from out the country.
Yeah.
The average American cannot go out the country and get that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker, that shit's getting brung in. So
I got something to tell y'all.
Come on, man.
You
feel me?
You know we in a opioid epidemic, right?
Most definitely.
And the number one producer, the number one region that produces opiates is Saudi Arabia, Iraq.
Most definitely.
And we've been over for 20 years.
Most definitely.
Ooh. No, I'm just...
Seriously.
That's a bad motherfucker, dog.
Yeah, like...
And everywhere we ever went, as American people, we never left. So you write about that, North Korea, Iraq, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of this shit is playing, like with the crack epidemic and all of that. Like, all of this is playing.
That was definitely playing.
You're going to have people that choose addiction, which feeds the morgue, which feeds, you know what I mean? Like, come on, why do they let people, period, of different colors, different races, sit in poverty? Like, we're gonna give you everything to sit in poverty.
Because it's money, bro. The whole thing, America's a big-ass business, bro.
My bad.
Can you hear me? I'm sorry.
You know, you ain't got to be directly on it.
America's a big-ass business, bro.
Yeah.
We got a president of the United States, right? What does a president consist of? He runs the company, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool, bet. You need people to sell drugs, right? Thanks, buddy. I'm sorry. Right. Thank you. You need people to sell drugs, why? Because if it's no crime, mm-hmm. police don't get paid, right?
Facts.
Boom, right. That's another fucking form of taxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You don't own nothing in America, by the way. I don't give a fuck what you say. You pay taxes on everything.
That's
right. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to legally. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, they eventually come for you anyways.
Correct.
But anyways, though, what I'm saying is that you got your president, okay? You know what I'm saying? You need drugs because, therefore, if you don't have drugs, damn near every person that does crime, I don't give a fuck what they say unless they had a horrible childhood. Every person, we can look up random mugshots. Every mugshot we look at, I bet you be like, yeah, they was high for something.
Yeah.
Every single fucking crime is based off a fucking drug, whether they selling the shit or they just did some stupid shit being high.
So what you think about?
You need that shit.
Fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. It's like that motherfucker got
that
high.
Nigga was just that. Fuck. That nigga was just fucking crazy.
It is a bad apple, bro. Like, hey, you can't explain that.
But his, but how
I feel like they let him do that. But though.
What I'm saying, the way DNA works is that he might have had good ass parents, mm-hmm. but his grandparents or his great grandparents might have been fucked up off drugs.
Yeah.
Which
no, his mama was off the drugs real bad.
You feel what I'm saying?
Pills,
you feel what I'm saying? So that fucked up his mindset. Mm-hmm. That don't give the excuse for what he did, but what I'm simply saying is people don't understand genetics and science, bro.
Mm-hmm.
People think certain ways because of it was bred in them genetically.
Yeah.
You ever said to yourself, damn, what the fuck made you do shit like that?
Yeah.
They don't even know what the fuck made them do that.
Yeah, it's facts, though.
That's just how the fuck they was born.
Yeah.
They've been having them thoughts since they was born.
You know, you want to know something, bro? The connection you just made to my childhood and right now. My mom used to say, I used to be like, my mama, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get some Cristal, you know, being young, just a kid. You need to watch that. You need to watch addiction. Like, your grandparents was alcoholics. I'm an alcoholic. You know what I mean? Like, I totally agree with you on that, bro. Like,
it's real shit, bro. Like, everybody in my family drank strong, because I drank too. You know what I'm saying?
Especially social.
I smoke weed like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
My daddy used to smoke weed.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga barely been in my life.
Right.
But I can certainly tell you that genetically I was drawn towards weed because that was the fuck he did before he quit.
Yeah.
I'ma ask you though, would you want $1 million up front to never smoke weed again? $20 for every blunt you smoke.
I'm straight. I don't give a fuck. I don't get no money for the weed. I need weed.
Yeah.
Because weed opens your pineal gland.
Okay.
Weed helps you motherfucking sit down and chill.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, every single drug doesn't do nothing but open shit that you already got in your fucking body.
Yeah.
You got DMT already in your body.
And so have you ever tried to strut mushrooms?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn.
Give us a mushroom story.
Like this. I was watching Wreck-It Ralph, right?
Uh-huh.
That's when I realized I was fucked up, y'all. My bad. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I hear you. All right,
this is when I realized I was fucked up. Y'all see the energy I got now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was sitting like this on the couch, y'all. And then the part where he went to the motherfucking game,
yeah,
I felt like I was like, yeah. I want to walk in that motherfucker with him. Real shit, bro. Hey, dog. Hey, y'all. That shit.
We ain't did it. We ain't did it.
But look, my homie was on the couch like this. Shout out my nigga Forbes. He was on the couch like this, sleep. In my crib. I walked up on him. I was like, yes. I said, bro, what the fuck you give me, bro? Yeah, like, real shit. I thought this nigga fucking laced me, bro.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
Real talk. This nigga's on the couch like this with his eyes closed. Because you know you got to chill the first, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You got to ride it out, they say.
Yeah, yeah. Dog, I was tripping, bro.
I never tried the Molly. I said Molly. I never tried the mushrooms.
I got ADHD. I ain't trying.
Yeah. I heard it'll agitate you if you got ADHD.
I still to this day think that nigga laced me.
Damn.
So would you prescribe Adderall?
He probably didn't lace me. Nah, for real though, they tried to give me Ritalin when I was a kid. Shout out to my mama. You know, I love you to death, baby.
Uh-huh.
She told the doctor, she said, nah, this is how God made him. This is how he gonna be.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you feel me?
You wanna know what happened to me? I got a a Ritalin story. I remember I used to get kicked out of daycare all the time. I used to stay in trouble with my stepfather, which is my father. I remember he came in the house one day. My mom was crying. She's like, I'm sick of this. You know, I'm sick of him getting in trouble. I'm tired of whooping his ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get him on some medication. He's like, nah, we ain't doing no medication. I heard that belt. Mm-hmm. That nigga whooped me every day before school.
Every day?
Belt gets your mind right.
I used to think that this nigga was going to forget. Like, the first time, I'm like, cool, he whooped me before school, went to school, had a good day. I'm thinking the next day, like, all right, cool. Like, that's kind of over the top to say you're going to whoop a kid every day before school.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday, the fool woke me up. Hey, son, wake up. Ass-whooping time.
Every day? For how long?
For like a week and a half.
Damn.
Made you the man you are today.
It kept me out of the penitentiary. See, my other two brothers, them being, they were scholars. They never got in trouble in school. Mel, Barrett.
Yeah.
You know, Ballard, Dean's List, Principals, Awards. I was the one always in trouble. But when it came down to it, and I was a boy or a man that can make his own decisions, I remember them ass whoopings.
Yeah.
I ain't going to jail. I used to do 30-day punishments. Like, my daddy was different. Like if you get it, I'm tired of whooping your ass. Like, every time you get in trouble, that's 30 days. And if you get in trouble during that 30 days, it's added to it. So, like, I done got 60 days, 2 days in.
Mm. Ain't nothing wrong with that, because kids need that shit.
Nah, facts.
Because facts. I was just in the store the other day, this little badass little kid, he was like, I don't fucking want, Mom.
Yeah.
Was he white? Yeah.
I seen a little light skin tell his mom. He said, I hate you.
He was mixed. I wanted to yoke the little nigga up myself. Yeah. Like, little nigga, don't talk to your mama like that, boy.
Yeah.
These little kids ain't got no respect for she brung you in this world because she could have aborted your little ugly ass. You know what I'm saying?
That's the hardest part of coaching football, too. Like, and that's what I liked about it. Like, you get these kids that's like, okay, the first few weeks, they talk back to you. They whoop-de-whoop. But then once you start putting your foot down, like, hey, look, little nigga, I'm not your mama, your daddy. Whatever you do at home, you know what I'm saying? After a few weeks of that, then you get to meet the parents and shit. It starts at home. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You can have, you got niggas that got good parents and shit like that, then they go out here and still do some fucked up shit. But
most definitely.
Most people from decent, great homes, good homes, it's hard to go back there after you fucking up in life. Like, you know what I mean?
Man, they lucky they didn't have grandparents and parents like I had. They would fucking hit you with a phone book and shit.
Whatever's around.
It don't leave no marks.
Yeah.
Phone book, my peoples, they used to have the phone book against you. Pow! They don't leave no marks.
Yeah.
Little fucker. Little badass little nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, real shit, though. Like, ain't nothing wrong with that to me.
Kids run the house.
Let me ask you this, though. Have you ever been turned off by a chick because she had bad
teeth? Hell yeah. Real talk. I'm dead serious. Yeah. I done fucking cut a female off because her motherfucking... I ain't gonna say it.
Uh-oh. He said he ain't gonna say it.
That's real shit, though.
Man, fuck it. Y'all know who I'm talking about. She might know. She be all right.
Don't say her name or nothing, but go ahead.
I ain't going to say no name. My fucking daughter pissed on my couch.
Oh, wow.
How was she, though?
Was she sweet?
Bruh, it ain't the problem that she pissed on my couch. It's the problem that the mama ain't even cleaned it.
Okay, yeah. No problem.
Motherfucker.
She didn't pee on it like a stray dog or something.
She's a little girl. She didn't mean to.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not mad at
just
the kid.
It's the mom.
It's the fact that the mama didn't even fucking clean it. Like, bitch, you gonna just leave this motherfucker right here? You gonna just act like I don't see it?
Yeah.
I was talking to this one chick, and I had run into a store or something, and I came out, and you know, little homie's in my driver's seat just fucking with the steering. I don't mind that. I'm like, damn, he got all type of chocolates and shit on his hands, bro. Like, I'm like, what the? Are you just sitting here on the fucking phone just doing nothing? Like, that was the last straw right there. Yeah. All right, kids are going to be kids.
Yeah, and I understand. I'm going to keep it real. It's not just mamas, neither. Like, it's some daddies that just be letting their kids do whatever. Like, it got to be equal, because I ain't going to lie. Wifey, she's more stricter than me. Like, I come in the house and the house shut down. Like, babe, what's going on? Like, everybody taking a nap? They done pissed me off. Me at home is, I done pop one of them niggas and they done laid down with the sleep. You know what I mean?
But look, cuz, that's the difference between a woman and a bitch.
Facts.
Not every female is a bitch.
Right. Some of them just don't give a fuck, though.
They don't give a fuck. And they, yeah. That's why I call you. Don't call me no bitch. Well, quit acting like a bitch.
Dude. Right. Shout out to Pac. Wonder why I call you one, though.
It's yeah. real yeah. shit. Quit acting like one.
Wonder why we call you, you fuck niggas, too.
You supposed to be a queen. Feminine energy is everything. Feminine energy is what started everything.
These women are putting like, parlays in.
Do your homework.
Shorty hit a parlay earlier.
Shout out to my boy, FYBJ Man. I'm going to say it. Do your homework on feminine energy.
Yeah.
They don't even need a man to reproduce.
If y'all want to
Look it up, but it's called Path. My bad. I'm high. Let me say it right. Pathogenic.
Okay. I think I heard something about this.
I'm saying it right. I'm sorry. Pathogenesis. If I'm saying it right, I'm sorry. It's a way that females can reproduce without men. You know what I'm saying? Without male energy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I might not be saying the word right out of the way. I'm kind of. But
don't sound like
you
it.
You know what I'm saying? it is patho something, though. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Pathogenics. That's what it's called. Pathogenics.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map. I know it's in animals, but like,
it's in humans too.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look it up when I.
It's rare though.
Yeah, it's rare,
but it's in humans too. Yeah, most definitely.
But to jump back into some music, man, I know that's what you do, man. I'm gonna keep it real. One of my favorite songs is I-76. Ain't that what it's called?
I-65.
Yeah, I'm tripping. I'm loaded too.
It's all right.
I like I-65, bro.
You did your homework.
Yeah. Definitely. Like I said, when I let you up, I've been following you for a minute. So I remember when you went down
and you did some blushing and shit. Nigga.
Yeah.
And you did a little time, and I felt like am I right or wrong?
That was a little minute ago. But
yeah, it was a little minute ago. Yeah, but I feel like when you came back, some people kind of like, let me figure life out. It's like you already got to figure it out. Like I'm getting right back to the music.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? What motivates you to keep going, bro? Because we all come from the city, bro. You know what I'm saying? You've been since you were the fourth grade, so we all come from the city. And I feel like artists like yourself, bro, it's like, man, you work so hard, bro. What do you think hinders you from, like, just getting over the top and, like, getting that, what you want out of the, you know?
I mean, keep it true with you. I feel like what holds me back is that I'm not no dick rider, bro.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it true with you, bro. This industry's about a lot of dick riding.
It is.
I'm going to keep it true.
Ass kissing.
I don't give a fuck. I know niggas that's famous, cuz. And I'm dead serious, but I don't dick ride shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my own way.
It got to be organic.
And then I'm different, bro. I'm not. I come from these streets, but I come with an intelligent. I'm like a street version of J. Cole. You hear me?
Okay.
So, therefore, that's what makes it a little bit harder.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not tripping, bro. I'll be alive. I'm sorry. I'll be alive. I tell you sometimes I don't feel like giving up. But
right.
Let me tell you what keeps me going.
Mm-hmm.
I tell myself, what the fuck else am I going to do?
Right.
I'm not going to do nothing. That's how much I love music. So to answer your question, I feel like that's what's holding me back is I'm different, bro. And I don't do no dick riding. I'm not with none of that. Like, I'm my mama, bro. Like, I...
Definitely check out I-65, man. If y'all ain't heard it, check it out, man.
I like that freestyle you had on your page. What was that freestyle called?
Punisher.
Yeah, that was
dope, man. Y'all should.
Where can they find it at?
YouTube, man, right now, man, it's really the Rick Ross's Pulitzer freestyle.
Uh-huh.
But I killed that motherfucker, man. I call it Punisher because I punish beats, man.
So I'm an executive.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the Illuminati. I got a blank check. I'm going to say you can get a beat from any producer, or you can get a feature from any artist. So who you picking?
Between a beat or a feature?
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You give me a fire track, man. I got a blank check. I need a fire track from you.
I got to get one from Kanye West as far as like producing.
Ooh, wait.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I'm going to kill his shit. Feature Lil Wayne so I can kill him out.
Ooh, you going bar for Wayne?
So I'm going to kill him, bro.
What Wayne we talking? We talking
that
about Wayne now?
That is my favorite rapper, bro. I'm going to kill him, bro.
He been working for this his whole life.
My whole life, bro.
Thanks. Are we talking Carter Wayne? Bro, my Dedication whole life,
bro.
Wayne?
One of my goals is for Lil Wayne to motherfucking hop on a motherfucking social media and be like, this little nigga killed me. Yeah.
Ah, man.
That I'm going to kill him out. And when you see his shit, Wayne, Weezy, just know that I'm going to kill
when
him.
When he see it, because he's definitely going to see it.
He definitely going to see it, because I'm that nigga.
I want to know what's wrong
and
with Wayne, though.
Y'all them niggas, too.
I want to know what's wrong with Wayne, though.
He ain't met me yet.
His face is, he's looking like a chipmunk, bro.
He's been doing hard drugs for a long time, bro.
Yeah, that nigga is. Bro, he probably got his wisdom teeth pulled or something. But that nigga shit is swollen the motherfucker over. God damn.
So if you, what's your favorite, like, I asked another guy this on one of our podcasts. I'm going to go to the drought three. Like, what is your, give me your favorite Wayne track overall.
A pop up in the middle with a hot block, but the drop top play hot scotch on them hoes.
Lil
Wayne,
like
right from Kim Kona stole, chop a wake a nigga ass up like I'm on the show. Put me in the game and I see the color audibles. Heart beating fast, better work on your cardio.
What's the song?
Money over bitches, that's the motto I follow.
that's off the Can't Feel My Face right there.
Yeah, he said, if she walk coke, then I give the bitch heels, those stilettos or pumps, 21 bumps, 21 Jump Street, if anyone jumps in, once you hit the ground, that's when everyone stumps, Perrier Jouley, everyone's drunk, so it's 21 Jump Street, if anyone jumps.
You ever seen him live in concert?
No, I need to, though.
Yeah. I seen him once at the
I don't
Gardens.
Think he gonna do none of that, though, man, like.
He
that's underground
he
shit.
Do that,
you
want to
know my favorite one is the dun 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 dun. What he say? I'm known for being Wayne, known as Wayne, just crazy. I've been around, I'm still around, like them Geico cavemen.
No, my favorite one. That nigga said, even deaf bitches say hi to me. Yeah. She tell a blind.
That's the same
bitch,
one.
She say I gotta.
That's the same song. Yeah, that's the same song. I'm gonna say this, Wayne. When they be like, name your top five, I don't feel like Wayne can be in nobody's top. He's like a god of this shit.
Yeah.
He changed the narrative of rap. Like,
most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Even when, like, you can think you got a hot song. Your song is only hot enough for this nigga to take your song and we forget about that bitch.
Hey, facts.
Like, I forgot Watch My Shoes was Trill Fam.
I forgot Mike Jones was the original version to Sky's the Limit.
My, facts. I swear to God, I didn't know
I
that.
Didn't even know that facts. Shit until like 2 years ago all
that's
my
crazy.
Life. And I heard that back in 2008.
I'm a Texas fan. The only reason why I know a lot of Texas songs.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I'm not mad at Rod Wave. Because Rod Wave, I ain't mad at Rod Wave for taking them songs and flipping them, because Drake been doing this since
man,
the beginning.
Man, only people that mad at Rod Wave is people that's fans and don't do music. What Rod Wave thanks. Did is it's like a metaphor, a simile.
Yeah.
It's a paying homage, bro.
Yeah. And I think the only thing I don't agree with is pay homage by picking up that phone. Like, DMX was like, his first appear on Breakfast Club, he was like, I hate Drake. I don't like Drake. I don't like the way he raps, talks, looks, or nothing. But the next time he came on there, views had dropped. And Drake had did that in his song, because it's on, and I got to know now. You feel me? And they asked him how it came about. And he was like, DMX was like, damn. He was like, he stood up. He was like,
DMX didn't like Drake, did he?
Yeah, he said it. He was like, I don't like Drake. I don't like Rick Ross. I don't like none of them niggas. But when he came back to the Breakfast Club, they asked him, how did that song came about if you don't like Drake? He said, the nigga called me and was like, look, you raised us, X. You know what I'm saying? You raised us. I would love to use this as, you know what I'm saying, as a reference track. But I'm not mad at Rod Wave, because that's all Drake do.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's just a way of paying homage, though, bro. It's like
facts, though. I ain't mad at Drake neither,
bro.
Though. Like at
it's literature, bro. If you know literature, bro, that's
what's
what
that song
they
he got
with
Black
bro.
Boy JB? That's the whole verses. Is Project Pat.
Yeah.
And that verse that
905, Look Alive.
Yeah, that whole verse, the other song with YG.
He used that flow.
Yeah, but the whole
rest in peace, Mac Dre. I'ma do it for the Bay.
Yeah, you feel me? Even who's high, who's not, who you feel me? I fuck with Drake on that level. I feel like they only doing this with Rod Wave because it's good.
But
if it wasn't good, everybody would anonymously be like, It's weak.
Boosie ain't wrong.
Nah, he ain't wrong.
Rod Wave ain't fucked up. It's just like a motherfucking NBA. What did Allen Iverson do? He created that.
What
people do it all the time now, right?
Right.
It's paying homage, bro.
Facts.
Like, what the fuck? That's what life is about, bro. Yeah. Nothing. You don't create shit. Everything is just manipulated.
And if you do create it, it's going to be jacked. Like I always say, like a new flow come, you legendary if the whole generation after you fucks with that. But what, you know what I'm saying?
What is a new flow?
How you rap?
What is a new flow? I'm going to tell you.
I think Rod Wave made his own.
But you got that flow.
He did.
You got that flow from listening to somebody else, right?
Uh-huh.
Facts. I'm going to say this like this. Like, okay, you got Chief Keef era.
Yeah.
Then the drill came real strong. Most then you definitely. Got Migos era. Then everybody was rapping on that.
Yeah,
had a million niggas come off of that. Then you got the Detroit. You got 2-3 Detroit eras. You got the cool, smooth, dope boy cash out niggas. Then you got the low
count?
Profile type rappers that rap kind of low. But, you know, if we locked in, you know, it's a hundred
Eminem
niggas
count?
Now.
And the Detroit era?
Because
he didn't rap on beat either.
I think M was just a very lyrical ass nigga. It's like you have niggas in rap that's like super lyrical. Like, cause I'm gonna keep it real. M is a top rapper to me, but I'm not gonna put him over a lot of niggas because I couldn't relate to a lot of shit M was on. Like,
right,
man,
I can't.
I'm
the
keep
best
it
shit
with
M did
man.
For me was 8 Mile.
That nigga Eminem is not nobody to me. He ain't weak, but
nah.
Nigga, I base music off of more than just your lyrics.
Hell yeah. And feeling. Like, Where you coming from?
He say some shit, okay, whatever. He never said no shit to make me be like, oh my God.
Nah.
Man, I don't.
Nah. Eminem, I sit back with this
no
pack.
No disrespect to Eminem. Nah. He's cold.
Where y'all put him at on the all-time list? Is he top 10?
Probably like number fucking 15.
Hold on. I hate the top rapper list because I feel like it should be categories for top, like East, West, and NBA.
I don't
you
think
can't,
so,
you can't have a top. You can't have a top rapper. Let me tell you why. Because opinions are like an answer.
Yeah,
everybody got one.
And you got your
you know
favorite.
So it's like,
but I put it like influence. If I have a top, it's all off influence. Like Gates is a heavy nigga to me because I feel like he got better every time. Even if you don't listen to his new shit,
yeah,
he didn't stop. At a certain point, and he just kept going. Then you got like Gucci. Gucci's influence is why we got a Sexy Red. You feel me? Like,
yeah, I don't not music, bring up Sexy Red.
I love Sexy
and
Red.
Music's all about relation.
Yeah.
You're gonna say a motherfucker is colder if you relate to them more and if they word it a certain way.
And if you feel they life, the life shit, like, it's certain. My favorite artist I've set in like Starlito. Like, I rewind one song 100 times because I feel like, damn, this nigga's like...
I ain't gonna
lie.
Let
me ask y'all this.
I gotta keep it true. Before you say I gotta keep it true, Starlito is cold, but that nigga stole my motherfucking song.
Damn.
And I got proof to prove it.
It's an exclusive.
I got proof.
What song?
It's a song I did. I got proof. I can show y'all right now. I opened up for him and everything, and then 2 years later, he dropped the motherfucking song that year 5 times.
With the Step Brothers.
My nigga made that beat from scratch in front of me, cuz. 2 years prior, bro.
Where'd you open up for him at?
At Kohl's, bro.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That's heavy,
man. He got proof.
I got proof, bro. My nigga,
you gotta come and retract,
so,
man.
And ain't no disrespect to you, my nigga.
Nah,
I'm gonna keep it 100.
Facts.
You cold, bro, but you stole my shit, bro. I know that for a fact, bro. My homie made that beat from scratch, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like a lot of these, even though he ain't industry, I feel like a lot of these industry cats that's kind of past they time, kind of sit back and listen to the underground and like...
Mama, bro, that nigga stole my beat, bro. So, I ain't tripping, though.
So when's the last time, like you say music got to touch you and feel like, when's the last time you shared, what song did you shed some tears off of? Like what song did you...
Shit, a song that I did.
What song is that?
A song called Late Night, when I was talking with my homie I found dead.
Okay, a song you wrote.
Yeah.
What about you, Tajay?
Because
that Michael Jackson, another day, it breaks me down.
Another day.
I almost wrecked my car cutting that shit off. You ain't getting me today, nigga. I was on my way out here. I'm like,
hey,
nah.
He's stupid, dude.
Nah, let me
I ain't
get
gonna
that shit
lie.
Off.
I cried on that vouch at Kevin Gates' vouch.
I ain't heard that one. If I ain't.
Yeah, it said, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth. No dissing me. You know, we all saw it. Nigga Gates is.
Didn't you say you was going to a Gates concert?
Yeah, I'm supposed to go to 8th, but man, Christmas. It's in Nashville.
That's what's up.
So even if I miss him, that's my nigga, man. I really want to go because I heard he been doing a lot of old shit. And like, I fuck with Gates. Like, everybody, like my nigga on Facebook the other day, he was like, man, I ain't listen to that nigga. I talk about his eating ass. Like I
real fuck, niggas eat booty.
Like, I fuck with Gates because, like, you got to really, like, listen to Gates and see where he came from. Like, he came up under a lot of niggas that he wasn't supposed to make it out of. You know what I'm saying? Baton Rouge, like, ain't don't too many niggas make it out of Baton Rouge besides Boosie.
You eat ass?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Nah, I just said that because he said that. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to
ask everybody.
Everybody done been in love before.
Listen.
You eat ass, bro? Yes or no?
Listen.
Nah, I don't eat ass.
I'm going to tell you, listen.
I ate ass before.
But I...
Everybody out there on the net.
I've been in love.
We can let this motherfucker go viral. If you done ate pussy, you done ate ass.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, I got nothing to add. It was cause
what y'all say, man.
I did before.
It's this much skin between the coochie and the ass.
Man, look.
That's it. You down there. You eating ass, man.
Man,
ain't no wall.
Ain't no shame in my game. It was somebody I loved, you know what I'm saying, when I was in love with her and shit. You know what I'm saying? Man, fuck that shit. Yeah, I did.
There you go. Ain't no lie.
The thing is, though, you can't go around eating everybody ass.
No, you can't do that.
It has to be a
most
club,
definitely.
VIP
Hell
type of thing. You got to make sure Shorty's special.
You can't just
I don't know about head. Special, but make sure she's clean.
No, she gotta be special. She gotta be clean because you know what I'm
how
saying?
Special we talk.
Bitches is fucked
special,
up.
Man. Like damn near nah, wifey. Not shit. All of them, I mean shit.
She gotta be wifey. That's the only way you gonna do it. But then she can fuck around and fuck you over like a couple months later though. So
what that nigga what Kevin Hart say, that's why you ate my ass on my birthday. He said, Nate, I'm sitting at the table with the I eat ass face. My thing is we grown, man. Like if you fucking with somebody strong, man, ain't no limits. I'm not letting you eat my ass though.
Nah, hell nah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm straight on all that.
I just ain't been that comfortable.
I'm not about to bend over so you can. Nigga, you gotta spread the ass cheeks.
I ain't even been that. But see, that's why I fuck with. That's why I fuck with weed and
liquor.
I don't get too drunk. I don't get too over the top with weed and liquor. That's all I need. That's why I said I can't fuck with pills because if I'm smoking some Za, as they call it, and I got a bottle of liquor, I feel like motherfucking Fabo.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
Nah, real shit. Pills is the worst thing known to men, cuz.
Yeah, I popped
shit.
A pill one time in the Roxbury with my nigga Easy Money. Talk of the town. Shout out to Easy Money. Guala Gang.
Hey, shout out my nigga Guala. Yeah. I just seen my nigga last night at Virtue.
He's coming on the pod too one day.
Yeah, tell him he know what it is. I went to school with cuz, man.
You said you went to Virtue?
Yeah, I went to Virtue last night. I seen cuz.
Is it a younger crowd? Cuz somebody made a post like Virtue's like Chuck E. Cheese now. It's like for the young kids. I don't know. I ain't never been. I don't club like.
You got to be 21 to drink.
Yeah. So like is it closer to 21? Is it closer? I'm 34.
With my cousin last night. I ain't seen no young people, but I ain't seen no old people.
Yeah.
I mean you gotta go to the hole in the wall if you wanna party with the.
Are we old enough for Club Cedar?
That's where I'd rather be at.
You only as old as you feel, my boy.
Facts, but I wanna go
time
to the club
is,
where
time is not real.
I know it's some good barbecue. And at least
they ain't got dodged no bullet.
And at least 3-4 aunties is there.
Well, matter of fact, I'm gonna break it down to y'all. Fuck that shit. You want me to tell y'all why I say time is not real?
Yeah.
All right, boo. You know the only reason why you age, right? This is real shit. It's a scientific fact. You know what I'm saying? You got metal in your body, okay? All right, boom. What happens to metal when it sits outside? Because we got oxygen in the air.
Rots.
It rushes away, right? Your body ain't doing nothing but rusting. Because you're breathing in oxygen.
Man, hit that man with a little ding or something. Okay, it was old fucking.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you what I think.
Uh-huh.
I think you got to stay busy. Like the bruh's clothing line. Shout out Spud.
You heard me?
If you stay busy, man, ain't too much can catch up with you. You know what I'm saying? That shit just catches up. Everything just catches up with you. Like we just talked about Wayne and drugs and drug use and I heard that.
That's going to be a meme, though. I ain't going to lie, because I didn't rush you what I just said about that oxygen shit. It's going to be a meme.
Hey, and.
This is going viral. This is gonna
I
be
heard
viral
niggas
world.
Go bald early because of too much fucking.
I don't think I got nothing.
I don't know about that.
I heard that.
I got a little Eddie in front of my shit.
I heard that, bro. I heard like a little scientific fact.
It might be
fact.
True because I don't get no pussy. I ain't got no pussy.
That's a lie.
I peaked it like 19,
hey,
man, huh?
Hey, my what? Co-host gets no the most pussy no, in the city, man.
He's talking about who? B? He's talking about the producer?
Nah,
not
man.
Me.
I'm talking. Listen,
I'm Jehovah's Witness.
Listen,
my co-host.
Listen, my co-host.
Oh,
I might not. Let's start there.
My co-host knew about the what was that spot in Houston?
The prostitution of Bissonette.
Listen, my boy knows about all the latest new prostitution. He was the first nigga on the $40. Besides, y'all want to know who the first nigga shout to out, say something about the $40?
Shout out Liz Crawlers.
This, Liz Crawlers, yeah, they was just talking about Liz Crawlers.
On the last episode.
I didn't even know what that was. But the first nigga to say something about the $40 was Pimp C, though. Do y'all know what song?
Hey,
yep.
I don't remember what song.
Top notch
hoes trash, get the most, not the lesser.
And
they
said trash hoes like the fuck with $40 in the club. Ooh, fucking R&B up Pimp the C. game, bitch, it gets no love. He was the first nigga talking about the fuck. Have y'all ever paid 40 for some pussy? Because I don't want to pay 40
nah.
for it.
Man,
I ain't never
it
got
to be expensive
nigga.
For me.
I was about to say, it gotta, think if I'm going to do it, it's going to be something expensive. What the
yeah,
shit?
Nah,
I have.
You have?
Not $40.
$40? What the fuck? I don't have a couple of 20s on the dresser. It ain't no streetwalker type shit.
$40 like, yeah. though, cuz.
Shit.
$40. Spending $40 is crazy.
2016, nigga, I was the $40 king. I'm not gonna lie to you. Fucking some bad hoes.
You might as well. You not fucking no bad hoes.
Oh, my man. I can tell you. I'm gonna show you some bad hoes.
They must have been. For me doing perks or some shit.
Nah, I told you though. My co-host gets a lot. They fuck with him.
This was a long time ago.
$40 though, cuz.
I'm not lying to you. I
well, $40.
Bad hoes, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, touche.
This on some more. Now, I don't know a chick walking down like some old straight up process, but some chick I'll probably fuck with anyway. Couple 20s on the dress. That was my little ace in the hole.
$40 on the dress.
Man, I just had a ball. I had a fucking ball.
Damn.
I wish I can do it over again because I'm gonna live some of that shit twice.
Damn.
Man.
40 was a wild era though. Like
it was a wild era. Didn't know how good we had it. Didn't know these motherfuckers is playing. They want the LG and E money. Man, shit. Yeah. This is some.
They stuck
you know,
in the
40s. You meet a chick at the gas station. Let me pump your gas. Nigga, you ain't pay for it. God damn. I'm
go
just off.
40.
Hey, now real shit though. Let me tell you what my OG told me.
What's that?
It was what made me first, like, you feel me, be like, okay, I feel you. He told me he paid for some pussy. So I was like, damn, OG, you paying for some pussy? He was like, shit, what you do when you first meet a female? What do I say? Okay, I might take her out to eat, get her some little drinks or something, get some food, whatever.
You paying for
he said, you smoke with her too? I said, yeah, if she smoke.
Ching, ching.
He was like, see, you just spent $100 right there, and it's a chance you might not get the pussy.
Yes.
He said, if I spend $100, this is a guarantee. I said, okay, I feel that. That's real nigga shit.
I'm too old to date. Just tell me how you two want for it.
I felt that.
And
I'm
going to tell you this. Any nigga that say they ain't paid for it, don't understand what he just said about
I ain't OG. Got no money in the first place.
That was some real shit, though, wasn't
Nine
it?
9 times out of 10, a nigga, especially a single nigga, you got some sick niggas that got families and shit that wake up just like this.
Oh, yeah, that's,
but
that's,
your single
that's
nigga,
weird,
your
shit.
Average nigga that's just waking up,
free,
they waking man. Up to, especially if he already got a little dust, he waking up to get some pussy. He gonna go to City Girl, shoes, clothes.
Yeah.
Bitches gonna love this.
Yeah.
Bruh. My homie, he said he feels bad. He got a wife and, not my homie, I read in a magazine.
I got this nigga caught up.
That nigga caught up. This
nigga only got 10 free.
Cut the commercial.
Nah, I ain't gonna say it, but I seen a meme the other day, man. It was a dude driving the car, and he was just, like, he said he feels so bad when he go cheat on his wife. Like, he just,
yeah.
It was like, you know, I forgot that little viral sound. Like, he's on his way, and niggas in the car, he's on his way to a sneaky link, and in the, then it keeps cutting to him and his playing with his kids. And
oh, I seen that.
Oh, bro.
It had the nostalgia
hilarious.
Sound.
Yeah, the little nostalgia sound. Yeah.
You talking about the dude that blink? He's always blinking.
It wasn't him. It was another. I know who you're talking about. He be with, what's his name? The dancing nigga. From Chicago. He came here Bone.
Oh, you talking about the nigga, the light-skinned nigga.
No, he ain't light-skinned.
Famous Richard.
Nah, Ski Bone.
Kenny Davis.
Oh, Skin Bone.
Skin Bone, yeah.
He be with all the niggas. They got a little podcast, too.
So, I do?
Yeah, yeah. Him, the dude to be like, hey, man, we got the cigarette.
With the cigarette.
Yeah.
They got a little podcast. Man. So what do y'all, because honestly, I'm gonna be real with you. I feel like I missed my true calling of shit because we've been funny niggas. We've been, you know, had good personalities, bro. But it's people really making a way on social media by fucking skits and shit like that. Don't get me wrong. A lot of people's skits don't be funny. Then it don't be funny if the ones I don't find funny is the ones that, okay, you got one that's funny, then somebody else try to make it again and make it funny. Nah, my nigga. Like, I see a lot of people in the city do it. Like,
yeah.
Be original, my nigga. Like, with everything you do. That's the only thing that's going to go. Because if I see Skinbone them do a skit because off a sound that's viral, and then I see somebody in our city or a different city try to do it, I'm like, my nigga, like, it's not, that's like stealing a status. Yeah, I hate that shit. Like,
I hate them niggas.
You know how many people I delete
for stealing statuses? I just unfollow them. I just unfollow them.
I'm deleting you.
Really?
Because you wanted to be funny that bad.
That's
that you had to steal it and like, ah, this is
I knew a guy, bro. We fell out about this, bro. The nigga, man, he used to steal status in advance. It's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
The man to have shit written out for Monday, Tuesday. Like, he was on my mom. Like, bro, you a grown. He was well into his
30s. You don't even get paid for this shit,
bro. I'm like, bro, that's, man, I go to his page to get all my good stuff. I'm like, what are you talking about? He said, I'm going to post this Monday morning, and then I'm going to, afternoon, I'm going to post this. And I'm like, bro, get a fucking grip, bro.
So what y'all think about the people?
It's pillar content.
It is.
That's what they call it, pillar content.
So what y'all think about the people that they get over, you know, the average motherfucker that we fuck with, if everybody know 20, 30, maybe 40 likes, you know, a couple hundred views. But why is it when motherfuckers get over a certain point of likes and fucking views, them motherfuckers feel like they celebrities, bro? Like,
man,
attention's a hell of a drug.
Like, I didn't
even wrote people that I thought that was, you know, cool motherfuckers. Like, you feel me? I don't give a fuck. But I done wrote motherfuckers and like, yo, we would love to have you on the pod. They done left me on red. I done
because,
posted,
man,
on,
like,
people's statuses. They deleted. Like,
everybody lives until you break the cycle and you realize how fucked up it is.
Right.
Everybody lives to be seen. So that's why people get big headed.
Yeah.
Because all the doubts that they've been out of, self-conscious and what the fuck you want to call it? You feel me? The self-doubt they been had about they self?
Yeah.
It boosts their ego when people like shit that they didn't like about they self.
Cause we starting,
you know,
to get
what I'm saying?
We starting to get crazy fucking views on our fucking reels and shit like that. And I still feel like I've never heard my nigga Big or our producer, nah, we ain't having a certain person on, or we ain't doing that. I feel like we still be, like, at the bottom, even though we not. Shout out to God for growth, but I feel like we still show so much love and we still reaching out. And
yeah,
we feel like it's just the beginning still, even though it is still the beginning. But I feel like we haven't got the big head. Like, even my calls, like, I've never heard him text me or call me and be like, man, these motherfuckers, we don't do that for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, some old wild shit. Like,
yeah,
I hate that shit, bro. Like, with a passion, especially our city, because I feel like that's the only thing that keeps everybody, comedians, rappers, singers, whatever y'all doing in the city. I feel like that's what keeps us from going over the top, is love, showing love. Like, yeah, I got you.
And on that note, we are open to any podcast that will have us. We want to collab. And
yeah.
So if you get a podcast, shout out to the Shayna Show. She got a little young lady. She got a little podcast. Shout out to the Shayna Show. I promise. I know I'm saying your shit wrong, but you know who I'm talking about. I know I'm saying your shit wrong. But shout it out. I'm trying. Hold on. Let me look your shit up real quick.
He shouted you out, though.
Yeah, he do. He going to show love, but he going to forget your name.
I've been in that gym, boy. I'm getting,
So how did that come about with you and June with your new tape? Because I checked that out. Let me keep it real with you real quick. My favorite songs so far, just off of, like, really listening to it, I listened to it when it first dropped.
I got it right. The Shayna Show. It's T-H-E-S-H-A-N-E-A Show. That's on Instagram. Yeah. Follow her. Real, she's a
shorty.
Got some dope content. Real dope content. She got like a Tucky Players. Had a little OnlyFans.
She do?
Yeah, she's working.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
We're working.
Bro, y'all just dropped Born in June. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with the project. I fuck with the name. I fuck with the cover art. I got two questions for you.
Yes,
well, not even two questions. My favorite two songs so far is the 100% Golden Hour and Today. I fuck with Today, too.
Thank you.
But how did that come about first with you and June and having DJ Murph? Shout out DJ Murph, and you can tell them who DJ Murph is who don't know DJ Murph.
XSKY. Stamped the hottest shit in Kentucky. You heard me?
NBA YoungBoy's DJ.
You heard me?
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying?
From Radcliffe.
Yeah. That's my nigga, though. You feel me?
Not to cut you off, he dropped my first mixtape ever.
Yeah.
Like in 2015, 16. He dropped it for damn near nothing. He just I like the songs. Yeah, I'll do it. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Dope.
He's a real one right there. I can honestly say how this album came about is June, that's my little brother, man. You know what I'm saying? We kick it without even doing music.
Dude's cold.
We just drove 3.5 hours to Murray, Kentucky. Shout out to James Savage and Jack Carlo, man. You feel me? And Nick Meredith, man. You know what I'm saying? Gave us tickets and shit so we can come to that show. It just came about because he's just my homie. We just be kicking it. We just two niggas that do music, bro. Keep it true. And we just will be in the studio kicking this shit. And we'll start recording, that's why the album sounds as good as it does, because
organic.
The chemistry is there. It's organic, like you said. Yeah. It's we really have fun with this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I could tell. I could tell a lot of y'all songs y'all was probably together.
Yeah. Every single song.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? That's my boy.
You don't get that no more. A lot of niggas want you to sing your track.
Nah, hell nah. That's my boy. We might sit there for 3 hours. And just be smoking for two of them, and then we knock out two songs in an hour.
Yeah.
So who do you want to see on here? But you got to help us, you got to plug us and got
to
line up.
Oh, June Dwayne, you got to. You got to add my boy on her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And dude's cold though.
LeBron on the come up, man. He's a hard-working young man, man. He's a hard-working young man. You feel me? And I salute to him.
Yeah.
That's my little homie, but sometimes he motivate me. He the big homie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm the big homie.
Ain't it crazy how motivation can come from idea can just spark. You feel me? I love seeing that in the kids. My youngest, he likes to write and draw and make songs and stuff like that. And I can see it in him the instant he gets an idea. He'd be like, oh, I like what I just said. I'm about to go try to write it. I fucking don't even know how to write all the way. You know what I'm saying?
So much younger son?
Yeah. You know, Tyre's a fool, dog.
He is.
I really want to I want to do what our parents didn't do for us and just tap into the things that we really like to do besides sports and stuff like that. Because I feel you know what I'm saying? Parents don't do that. Parents do what they feel like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Practice every day, cool, because that's just it's football season. But we don't necessarily sit down and be damn, my son loves to talk.
Yeah.
this motherfucker don't shut up. But
you got a favorite child? I'm putting you on the spot. What's your favorite? Don't answer that.
No, I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real. I don't have a favorite child because they so different. So it's you get to see yourself in two different aspects of life. My son is more like his mom. He's conservative to himself. He's still funny. But he's cool. You know what I'm saying? He's extra cool. But my youngest, he has no filter. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to the liquor store. Oh, everybody why the fuck you want to go to the liquor store for? To get suckers. You don't know suckers is at the liquor store? You know what I'm saying? you get to see two aspects of yourself. It's both funny, but it's you get to see two. So it's you necessarily couldn't. But I could if I didn't like a certain. Certain parents don't like their kid. I'm going to keep it real. Some of these kids be so fucked up. Even if the parents did it, they do not fuck with their kid. You know what I'm saying? I've seen it. I've seen mamas I got to get away from these kids every week. Damn. I ain't been away from my kids in a minute.
Man, they pick their kids up and drop them right out to the next
mom. You know what I'm saying? I don't get that because influence is a motherfucker. If you don't, if a kid don't feel loved and appreciated, and
ain't no excuse for not loving your kids, bro. Facts. They I'm gonna kids, give y'all bro, like,
go ahead.
Of course they gonna be
bitterness.
Annoying.
I think bitterness makes
real shit though.
People don't love their kids.
You know what I'm saying, like, of course they gonna be annoying. They fucking kids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask y'all.
They didn't ask to be here. You the one to open your legs or whatever.
Yeah.
So regardless if they're annoying or not.
Yeah, and your kids. I feel like that's how. Dads that's not with the mom, that's how they get over. I don't have to deal with that. Like, I'm dropping this little nigga back off and shit like that. Like, I don't have that luxury. It's in-house. It's going to get them from school every day. It's, you feel me? Like, not downplaying my niggas that, you know, that's their situation. They got to go and get the kids on the weekend, and hopefully she ain't tripping.
I was playing Fortnite one time, right? Back in the day. This is a random ass story. And the kid couldn't have been older, about 5 or 6, and he was just talking his ass off.
Yeah.
He said, guess what, guys? I'm 28. I'm older. Guess what, guys? I said, what's up? I only see my dad on the weekends. I'm like, oh. Yeah. He said, that's my favorite time of the week, man.
Yeah.
I used to love trolling them little kids. When Fortnite first hit the scene, like 2018, like, oh, my God, that was a good game. Then, you know, I'm 28, 27. These kids is 5, 6, 7, yeah. 8. It's hilarious.
What y'all think makes a parent bitter? Definitely in a relationship, but it's like
knowing you can't do nobody better than the person you was with. That's a motherfucker right there.
I think niggas go through that more than anything.
Every person I know, they got baby mama. They be bitter towards they not with them no more.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And that's fact.
And that's only gonna hit a motherfucker. Like, damn, I let a good one get away. I can't.
Yeah.
Because if you got options, you claim all these options you claim to be, and you a good woman and all this and that. I don't know.
Yeah. When it goes vice versa, though, it's like...
It is.
It's not even like... It goes vice versa, you feel me? It's not even like... How can I put this? Okay. Sometimes it can be like the female, she regret leaving the dude. Or she's bitter because, you know what I'm saying, he left her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Whatever. You feel me? And I done seen that firsthand from my homies. You feel me? That's why I'd be scared to have me a kid.
So you have no kids?
Nah, I ain't got none.
Yeah, how old are you?
Shit, I'm 31.
I be 34 in 3 days.
Y'all did good, boy. Y'all did good, boy. Y'all did good, boy.
I don't like to think Mountain Dews took a toll on me because I didn't. I was having some wild experiences with some fertile women. Bro, you know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to say her name. I was living life on the edge.
Most definitely.
I was going to be the fifth baby daddy. I ain't get some shit. Oh, you know, I was cutting the fuck up, buddy. I didn't love that girl.
That shit must have been amazing.
I was going to be the fifth. Oh.
To see kids, to see other kids around the house that's not yours, and you going to gook.
Oh, man. Bro, house filthy. Bro, she was the worst woman ever, but as far as sex, that shit was from God. Remember, what's that movie?
Googly.
Okay. Harlem Nights.
Okay, still.
If you threw it in the air and turned to sunshine, that's what the fuck she had, bro.
Oh, my God.
That nigga said house filthy.
Man, this a terrible woman. Crazy.
Busted
4 baby daddies, 4 kids. Oh, lazy, man. Didn't want to work, but boy. Gorgeous. Chocolate. Big, pretty lips.
Hey, man, something's wrong with this man, dog.
Chink eyes, and I was just, oh, man. Thank God. What was I thinking about?
Man. I feel you.
I still spin the block, too. Give me the chance.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked up, bro.
This nigga's crazy.
You know what I'm talking about. Man, you get you something.
I do know you talking about,
but before we get out of here, it was a pleasure talking to you, bro.
It was, my nigga.
Man, we got to end it on that.
To y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all having me, bro. Don't leave me hanging.
I'm my fault. The podcast is big and lazy, so you got to give us something big, something good to eat and lazy. Mm-hmm. You know, you on the couch.
Hey, man,
to watch.
You big and you lazy, all you got to do is sit back, eat good, and listen to Boss Marino, man.
Yeah.
Boss Born in June out now, man. Punisher Freestyle out now on YouTube. And I got Soul Cry coming for me just January 6th. Y'all know we going to stay working. I mean, if y'all wondering, damn, who is this nigga? Look me up. Yeah. Google me. You know what I'm saying? I got a website and everything. I ain't going to lie. I'm Dakota Station Shoestrings, but that's for you to find out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't even gonna say too much.
Give us something good to eat before we get out of here.
Yeah, something good to eat, right. Something good to watch.
Something good to eat?
Mm-hmm. You gotta turn us on, though.
Like food?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. What else are you talking about, buddy? Hold on. Where was your mind at right
now? Nah. All right, Shark Seafood. Shout out Shark Seafood.
Oh, shout out Sharks, man.
On Sam Street, by here.
It ain't there
I
no more.
The one off Breckenridge. Yeah. Yeah, them too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sharks is the shit, man.
Right, and then you said what else? What else?
Something good to watch.
Me? What the fuck?
And his podcast. Yeah. And our sister girls.
Being lazy.
Yeah,
hey, y'all want to come on and get on the camera? Do you? Y'all
gonna
leave us hanging,
girls, man.
Y'all just can't come and wave one time.
They do hit.
We can't see y'all.
What
the fuck you waving at? Come on, this is. I don't know you. I ain't gonna say your name.
This is.
I think
this
is Mel. Yeah. Okay, this is Mel.
Okay,
this is our sister.
Hey, you know my
group.
Nigga Courtney too. Oh, yep. Courtney Hornbeak.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guy. I've been knowing him since elementary.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I posted you and stuff. He said that's my nigga, Big Mike's little sister.
Yeah, guys, follow they podcast too, man. They got a lot. They got a lot of inspiration.
Yes. And the collab is coming soon. Yes. Part two collab is coming soon. Yes. Well, I guess it'll be a part three, wouldn't it? Yeah, 3-4. Okay.
Facts.
Hey.
What's up?
Can I leave y'all with a little, real quick?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said.
Go ahead.
All the pain I keep behind with a smile, so I don't show it. First 100K that I touch, I probably blow it. I ain't never had much, so fuck, I can't control it. I can't tell you about something I don't have, so I don't know yet. You ever dream about something and chase it but can't obtain it? Try to put that shit into words but can't explain it? Going beast mode with the grind, they try to tame it. In the trap, running in circles, came out amazing. I'm blazing, but ain't the hottest, but humble, but just being honest. I see the light, my future is bright. Just being honest, on my hip, I keep that metal, that pipe. I feel bionic with that laser when they see it on sight. They turn to sonic, my business, you know I mind it. So you should do the same, ho. Lame niggas mad, cause we probably bang the same, ho. Only keep it hundreds in my pocket, I can't change, ho. Cock it, I'ma pop it, I got aim, be at the range, ho. That's all. Punisher freestyle.
And we gotta just end it just like it.
That's our first freestyle on the pod. First. We out, man.
Big Reno,
man.
There you go.
All the pain I keep behind with a smile, so I don't show it. First 100K that I touch, I probably blow it. I ain't never had much, so fuck, I can't control it. I can't tell you about something I don't have, so I don't know yet. You ever dream about something and chase it, but can't obtain it? Try to put that shit into words, but can't explain it. Going beast mode with the grind, they try to tame it. In the trap, running in circles.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.